almost drowned in 80 days. A secure vault in the Bank of England. The vault is pitch black, apart from a dim light that seeps through a barred window. Through it, we can see the familiar shapes of the London skyline. The distant chime of Big Ben. It is midnight. A figure enters with stealth. It is a bank robber. We cannot see his face. Perhaps he wears a muffler, or the light in the vault is just not enough. The bank robber checks his pocket watch and coughs slightly. He waits without moving. The shadowy figure of a police officer passes by the window. The bank robber springs into action. He removes a stethoscope from a distinctive bag and begins to crack the safe. The safe swings open, and he carefully fills the distinctive bag with piles of notes, about £40,000 in all. Suddenly, he stops. He waits without moving. The police officer passes by the window again. The bank robber continues to empty the safe. When the bag is full, he swings the safe shut, perhaps a little harder than he intended. All hell breaks loose, alarms, flashing lights, sirens. An armed guard runs into the vault and aims his rifle. But before he can shoot, the bank robber pulls out a pistol and fires. The guard drops dead. Bank of England is a madhouse. Rumor has it the bloke's a foreigner. An African chap. Yes, I heard it was a Chinese fellow. And he acted alone? No, actually they say he was Norwegian. In fact, it was a gang of elderly Norwegians. I heard from a reliable source that it was a gang of red-headed elderly Mexicans with very tiny feet. It's about time someone robbed that bank. 26 minutes ago, a ship left Dover for Paris. From there, the thief takes the Orient Express, where he transfers to a steamer from Istanbul to India. In little over a month, that man could be in China. If we're to believe Fogg's calculations, he will have circled the globe and returned to England in a fortnight. Actually, by my calculations, it would be closer to exactly 80 days. Well then, Fogg, let's see you circumnavigate the world in 80 days. That would be fruitless use of my time. I'm on the verge of numerous, countless scientific breakthroughs. You coward, admit it. It cannot be done. It can. I could do it. A wager, £40,000. Okay, you have a deal. Come, Mr. Pass, no time to waste. India awaits. The two racers get on their journey, and after good speed, they reach India. A detective Fix, Scotland Yard's finest, has been closely following the two. Mr. Fogg's movements have raised suspicion in the eyes of the law. Fix, a perfectionist, is closing in on a career-changing arrest. Phileas, Glass, Fogg. They step off the train. I must go and get my passport extended. Only 4 pages left. The train leaves for China at 8 p.m. I must be on it. I forgot to pack shoes. I must buy a few pairs. The train leaves for China at 8 p.m. I must be on it. I need to speak to Pass. The train leaves for China at 8 p.m. They must not be on it. Mr. Passport? Yes? Scotland Yard. I'm innocent. I'll be the judge of that, business or pleasure. I not speak the English, sorry. Mr. Pass, what are you doing here in India? I'm Mr. Fogg's manservant. He is in a race. I see. Take me to Mr. Fogg. That's an order, Mr. Pass. Mr. Fogg got his extra pages and befriended a man. The man insisted that Mr. Fogg joins his birthday party. Mr. Fogg Facebooked his address to Mr. Fogg, to Mr. Pass and his new friend arrive at the man's house. After some music and dancing, some curious onlookers approach Mr. Fogg. Nice to meet you, Mr. Fogg. This is my cousin Tess. Tess Skid? No, my family name is Steckel. Hugh Janus, good to meet you, Fogg. And my name is Harry. Harry R. M. Pitts. Mr. Fogg, quick, we need to leave. Why? I'll explain later. Just come. Guys, take my bike. It's got a big seat. Thanks, Hugh. Pass managed to push Detective Fix in the river. It bought some time to escape, for fog to be filled in on Detective Fix. The men now have a bigger problem. For Detective Fix, it just got personal. She was washed 50 kilometers down the river. She hires a magic carpet and flies to China. Fog might lose more than a bet. Fog and Pass on the run. I heard Fix has a gun. A gun? It's true. I heard it from my mum. She heard it from her mum? What will happen? Look, there comes Fog and the silent assassin. Mr. Fog, it gives me great joy to arrest you. On what charges? Breaking and entering. Theft and murder in the first degree. Let's run, Mr. Fog. I can't run any more, Pass. It's true. I paid a man to rob the bank. He was told to steal an amulet in a safety deposit box. Not money, the greedy fool. Mr. Fog, how could you? Easy, for fun, and I would have got away with it if Detective Fix didn't poke her nose in my business. Punches Mr. Fog. Punches Mr. Pass. That's for pushing me in the river, and arrest them both. Crime and gambling don't pay. The end.